Yeah, we'd be disappointed, all right. I think we set our stall out very well, and I think that we asked a lot of questions of Donegal, and they asked a lot of us, and we asked a lot of them. And it was, some people talk about it, I enjoyed the game of football. I thought it was very, very interesting, how we all tried to mirror each other, if you like, and how we tried to break each other down. And I think it's just unfortunate for us that Donegal got a real good patch there with a good three scores in a row. And that didn't happen the rest of the game. Nobody stole a march like that. Yeah. And the fact that they did that, it gave them a very strong position to be in. Yeah. And it was going to be a goal for us to get back into it. And therefore, we had to try and work for a goal. Whereas, if it only had been 2 points in that, we probably could have got a draw out of this game.
Yeah.
But the fact we had to go for a goal meant that we even maybe forewent sort of some point chances,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah.
If that's the right word, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, you're
but
right.
Anyway. I'm sure we did our best, and we have to accept where we are.
It was incredible, because when they won 9-8 up, I quickly looked back, and they hadn't led since Mark McHugh put them in the lead in the fourth minute. You'd led all the way. There'd never been more than a point between it. And then, as you say, all of a sudden, they got three more points, and there was a gap of four, which, in the circumstances, was kind of hard to believe.
Yeah, I'm saying it was a huge difference in this kind of game. For some games, you say a four-point lead's no big deal. You're not belong taking that back. But to try and get a four-point back lead back in this game, well, that was like 15 points another day, and you had to really look for a goal, and goals weren't easy to come by. You didn't get many chances at the goals, but I suppose in the first half we really lost our chances, because I think we really dominated the first half in terms of scoring attempts.
Yes,
and we didn't nearly get enough out of it, you know.
First half was nearly a mirror image of last year. You didn't dominate quite as much as you did, but last year you had 2 points up, this year you were only one. On both occasions you should have been further ahead, Mickey.
Absolutely, absolutely, and I think we had to work harder for this year's lead. Now, I think last year we got it easier in the first half, and should have been ahead by all means. This time it was harder to create the chances that we were creating, but we really should have done better with them.
Yeah. Disappointing now, you're under the qualifiers, and I mean, you've gone that route before, you're back out in a couple of weeks' time, and then you've got to play every week. That's not the ideal situation, but as you often said to me in the past, that's the hand you've been dealt, you're going to have to deal with it.
Without a doubt, we never choose to go there. We didn't want to be in the qualifiers, we wanted to be in Ulster final, but we're not there, and we're glad that the other route exists.
Yes.
There's many years in the past here, when you're out here today, you were finished until next year.
Yes.
So we're lucky that that's the case, that we're not out altogether, and we can give it another lash. And see, always the ambition is to still be playing in August, and you have to win a few rounds of the qualifiers now to do that, and we'll try our best to do that.